Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's almost time for the weekend and not a moment too soon. And since it's Thursday, that means it's time for our weekly arts picks. Joining us now for that is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey there, Hillary.
Hello, Anthony.
So your first pick, Hillary, a remake of a Gershwin classic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's actually Porgy and Bess, and it's at the American Repertory Theater. It debuted last night, and this is one of the most talked about theatrical events happening in Boston. And, you know, with a star-studded cast, including Audra McDonald and David Alan Greer, it's really not that difficult to imagine why. So this is actually, we have a clip from Porgy and Bess, and this is Audra McDonald herself singing Summertime.
So, Hillary, it sounds like a pretty traditional version of Summertime. How is this take on Porgy and Bess different than the ones that many of us might be familiar with?
It is a complete reimagining and reinterpretation of the end of Porgy and Bess. People who walk into that theater who are familiar with the classic are going to walk away with a completely different take on it based on the fact that the ending is completely different. So,
all right. Well, that's Porgy and Bess playing at the ART in Cambridge. And, Hillary, I have a theater pick myself.
Oh, yeah?
And that's Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins. It's playing at the Shakespeare and Company Theater in Lenox. And Hillary, I'm not sure how much you know about Molly Ivins, but she was a witty, liberal, political observer who used to write for the Texas Observer and the New York Times. She died of cancer a few years ago. She had a wonderful wit, a wonderful ability to turn a phrase and tell a great story. And what's interesting is she's being played by Shakespearean actress Tina Packer, who is British-born, and we have an interview coming up with her in just a few minutes. And here's a bit from the show about Molly Ivins.
Any reporter with a brain, which is a subset of the profession and by no means the majority, knows that writing is 75% thinking, 15% typing, and 10% caffeine.
So that's Tina Packer playing Molly Ivins in Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins. It's playing at the Shakespeare and Company Theater in Lenox, and you can hear more from that interview in just a couple of minutes. Hillary, I understand your next pick, a film pick. What is it?
It is terrifying. That's what it is. The Beyond is playing at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline this Friday and Saturday, August 19th and 20th. And for those of you who can't do scary movies, who can't do blood, who can't do guts and gore, avoid the Coolidge Corner Theater like the plague. This is actually an Italian horror classic from Lucio Fulci. And we have a clip from the movie, and it's definitely a little spooky. This is Catriona McCall, who plays Liza Morell, and she's just inherited an old hotel. And in the scene, she's talking with the character named Emily about a strange presence in said hotel.
Who else is here? There's nobody here. I can feel a presence. Somebody else is in here.
No, Emily. Nobody's here.
Yes. It's him. He's come back to the hotel.
Creepy stuff, Hillary. I don't know about that.
That seems a little nightmare-inducing, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, let's move on to some upbeat music. Tell us about your last pick.
Okay, so I know that everyone is kind of trying to squeeze in some extra minutes at the Cape before the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect opportunity to do so and to attend an amazing dance party in the Cape at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on Sunday night. Fenway Recordings, Boston's own, is going to be celebrating its 10th anniversary and playing the party, Bodega Girls and Faces on Film, who are both Fenway Recordings artists.
Well, that's fantastic. Bodega Girls and Faces on Film, that's all part of Fenway Recordings' 10th anniversary shindig at the Beachcomber on Wellfleet. And Hillary, let's go out on some music. This is Ain't That Cold by the Bodega Girls. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Thanks so much for coming in. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And for more information on all of our weekend picks, go to our website, radioboston.org, And if you've got an idea for a weekend arts pick, send us an email to radioboston@wbur.org and just put weekend arts picks in the subject line.